Diane Roberts. U.S. President Joe Biden and world leaders are participating in three emergency summits with a sober warning from NATO Secretary General Jens Stoltenberg that the alliance must boost its defenses to counter Russia's invasion of Ukraine. AP's Charles de Ledesma reports.
Today, NATO leaders agreed to reset our deterrence and defense for the longer term to face a new security reality. On land, we will have substantially more forces in the eastern part of the alliance at higher readiness.
Stoltenberg, too, said the alliance is united in condemning the Kremlin's unprovoked aggression and in our support for Ukraine's sovereignty and territorial integrity. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
The group of seven most industrialized countries warned, after a crisis summit in Brussels Thursday, against any use of weapons of mass destruction against Ukraine, noting that Russia was bound by international treaties. They also said Thursday they have no quarrel with the Russian people, stressing it was Vladimir Putin and his backers who are to blame for invading Ukraine. At the start of the summit, British Prime Minister Boris Johnson told reporters that NATO countries need to be in agreement over their response to the attack.
I think it's now up to NATO to consider together the appalling crisis in Ukraine, the appalling suffering of the people of Ukraine, and to see what more we can do to help the people of Ukraine to protect themselves, and see what more we can do to tighten the economic vice around the Putin regime.
For the latest on what's happening in Russia and Ukraine, please visit us at voanews.com. Or if it's easier, download our mobile app. By remote, this is VOA News. U.S. Supreme Court nominee Judge Ketanji Brown Jackson looks to be on track for likely confirmation.